You're listening to SBS News.
The Treasurer today confirming what many expected.
Australia and the world are now experiencing the most severe economic crisis since the Great Depression.
Last year's promised $5 billion surplus has plunged to an $85.8 billion deficit. It's wiped out this year's projected $6.1 billion surplus by $184.5 billion.
These harsh numbers reflect the harsh reality we face. The economic outlook remains very uncertain.
The latest numbers are the result of $187.5 billion in stimulus and health spending, with expected falls of $31.7 billion and $63.9 billion in tax receipts. Gross debt will likely escalate to a record $851.9 billion, 45% of GDP. The Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, says Australia is faring much better than the rest of the world.
But we are in a better, stronger, more resilient position than just about any other country around the world, and that gives us a very strong foundation from which to build the recovery on the other side.
Economist Chris Richardson is echoing the optimism.
Sure, the dollars are big, but interest rates have never been lower in human history.
And this is why Labor's Jim Chalmers and welfare groups are urging the government to dig deeper.
There were no new ideas in what the government presented today, and there were very few new insights as well.
With 870,000 jobs lost between March and May, official unemployment is now expected to peak at 9.25%. As GDP shrinks 2.5% this financial year, the Treasurer says the situation could have been much worse.
But without the government's economic support, unemployment would have been 5 percentage points higher. So the government's actions have saved 700,000 jobs.
The opposition's Mr. Chalmers says that's not good enough.
They failed to tell the 240,000 Australians they expect to lose a job between now and Christmas what they will do to respond to this jobs crisis.
But Josh Frydenberg is hopeful the government can tackle the challenge.
Our economy has taken a big hit, and there are many challenges we confront. We can see the mountain ahead, and Australia begins the climb.
Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.